Won't look today for a little while if God will be our help. In Ezekiel chapter 47, Ezekiel chapter number 47, I want to begin reading at verse 1, if God will be my help. The Bible says, "Afterward he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without under the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side." Amen. Glory to God. "And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000, and he brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. And now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come hither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even to En-Gelium, and they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed, and they shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine." I want to preach just a little while this afternoon, if God will be my help, on this thought: waters for healing. Waters for healing. The Bible teaches us here in Ezekiel 47, and he says afterwards. Now what he's talking about is after all the things that transpired in the lives of people. All of us have an afterward. All of us have something that's behind us. Something that if we ain't careful, we'll look back on and it'll distract us. But I'm glad there's an afterward, amen. I'm glad there's an afterward in my life. After I got saved, after I got born again, after I realized the Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. You say, how do you know? Because the Bible told me so. Because God Almighty spoke to my heart through the Holy Ghost of God. Told me I was a sinner and need to be saved. And praise God, I bowed on my face, asked God to forgive my sin. Jesus come into my life. Amen. Holy Ghost of God cleansed me from the top of my head and soled my feet. And he's helping me every day to be more like the Lord. Amen. And boy, what a blessing that is. I have an afterward, praise God. These folks had an afterward. Everybody's got an afterward, but he said afterward, praise God, he brought me. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, that when there's an afterward, it's gone and the past is behind you. I'm glad there's somebody that'll bring you along. I'm glad there's somebody that'll be there with you, that'll help you along the way. I'm glad he never leaves you alone. He promised that he never would, but he said he'd be there for you all the way to the end of the way. Praise God, because he is the way. Ain't you glad for that today? Ain't you glad there's a way? There's a way in this world. The Bible says seemeth right to a man, but praise God, I'm glad there is a way that's right, and it's Jesus Christ our Lord. When we put our faith and trust in him, he makes all the difference in this world and the world to come. Bless his holy name. So afterwards said, he brought me again. Amen. How many times in your life has the Lord brought you again? How many times has he brought you from where you was to where you need to be? Amen. Praise God, we turn our back. We slide away from him. We get caught up in so many activities in this world, and we forget where we really need to be. You say, preacher, where do I need to be? We need to be close. close to the Lord. We need to be seeking Him with all our heart, even in times like these. Afterwards, after all this is past, praise God, we're going to need something to look to. Praise God, I'm glad we can look to Him, the author and finisher of our faith, right now, and just give Him praise for what He's already done and what He's going to do. He's made us exceeding great and precious promises that we have of Him today, if we'll just put our faith and our trust on Him. But praise God, I'm glad He brought us to me. He said He brought them again. He brought them to the door of the house. I got to thinking about that last night as I was pondering on this. I'm glad to be at the door of the house, ain't you? Praise God, that door of the house, that door of the sanctuary, that door of the place, praise God, where you can come in and get help from the Lord. Amen. And it don't matter who's looking. It don't matter what people think. You come in, just lift up your head and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching an old sinner like me. Thank you for just giving me the help that I need to persevere in this day in which we live. I'm thankful, praise God, for the door of the house. Amen. Praise God, when you can come to the door, darken the door, and see the power of a holy and righteous God and feel His presence in your heart. Amen. Glory to God. There ain't nothing better than that. Amen. I've missed every one of you's. Amen. Now, I don't know if you missed me or not, but praise God, I missed you. Amen. I believe, I appreciate Miss Allison. Glory to God. She went, she went through and put your pictures up on the pews. Amen. So that you could be here with me. And boy, that first Wednesday night when I come in, I see all your faces. Boy, what a blessing it was. Amen. Because praise God, we are God's people. We're the family of God. And I'm glad we can come to the house of God and we see the people of God and we can feel the presence of God. I'm glad we have that here, ain't you? I'm glad it's not some cold, dead something that we come just to do a form and a fashion in, but I'm glad it's a place where we come and worship a true and a living God. Amen. Lift up the precious name of our Savior. Amen. I'm glad that there's somebody. You said, preacher, who brings you to the house of God? I won't tell you, if you come to the house of God, it'll be the Holy Ghost of God. It'll be the Spirit of God that'll draw you into the presence of God. It'll be the Spirit of God that'll give you the help, give us the help, praise God, and the confidence that we need to persevere, praise God, for His glory, just lifting up the name of our Savior. What are you doing out at the house of God? Amen. Praise God. The sanctuary. Now, the Bible said that Jesus, that God Almighty removed His presence from the sanctuary. You know why He did that? Because they didn't want God. They thought that they had something else that was better. Amen. I want to tell you this afternoon, there's nothing better than the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing better. There's nothing that compares to Him. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing that'll satisfy you like Him. You say, preacher, there's a lot of things that satisfy me. Yeah, but it's all temporal. And you might get a temporal satisfaction in this world from the things of this world, lust of the flesh. But I want to say there's a Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, that'll satisfy you, praise God. He'll bring you to the house of God. He'll fill you up to overflowing. Bless His holy name. Amen. The Bible said that He brought them to that door of the household. And He said they was waters that was issued out. Amen. He said, pay attention. He said, look at this. He said they was some water that began to flow out of the house of God. He was applying some water that began to... He said they was a fountain issued. Praise God, I'm glad. God don't make just little old creeks. He don't have just a bunch of little old branches. But praise God, I'm glad He has living waters. Praise God, but Jesus said they'll flow out unto those who believe. They'll flow out from your heart, praise God, into a river of waters. Praise God, that'll run deep, that'll help you. Praise the Lord, it'll get you through. It'll encourage you, it'll carry you along. It'll give you the confidence that you need. Amen, in your holy and righteous God that you have. Amen. Praise God, He threw from those what rivers of water, praise God, flowed from under the threshold of the house. Amen, they throwed out, the Bible says they float out of the right side of the house. Amen, praise God, what happens when we get on the right side? Amen. Praise God. I believe we get on the right side of God. Amen. Everything will be a whole lot better. I believe we get, we ain't very careful, Brother Billy. We get to the place that we try to kind of hang out in the middle. Amen. Praise God. We try to cast our lot in the middle. We try to not, you know, make any waves. We try not to disturb anybody or hurt anybody's feelings. But I want to say, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise God. We get on the right side. And praise God, He begins to bless our hearts. And He begins to give us the hope that we need. Praise God. He said, you know, why? Because that water flows out on the right side. It comes from beneath the altar. It comes from beneath where things is taken care of, where the blood of Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from sin and makes us righteous in the eyes of a holy God. Bless His name. Amen. Praise God. And not only does the waters flow out, it come out on the right side, out of the side of the altar. Amen. But the Bible says in verse 2, said, then brought He me out of the way. Now we see this as Ezekiel was talking about being in the inner court of the Holy God in the presence of the Lord. And he said that he brought me out. Now we see this man, this one with the line, as a type of the Holy Ghost of God. And he begins to bring him out. Ain't you glad when the Holy Ghost of God begins to bring you out? He saw you where you was at, but he didn't leave you there. Ain't you glad the Holy Ghost of God, he can see you where you're at. And boy, if it was me or you, we might just dust us off, cast us off, throw us aside. But praise God, I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God, through the meditating prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, mediating prayer, praise God, he don't cast us off, but he sends the Holy Ghost of God to minister the heart that he can bring us out. Amen. The Bible says he'll lift us up. If he lifts you up, he'll bring you out. Amen. God don't leave you dangling over your sin, over your life, over this old mess of this world, praise the Lord. He'll bring you out of the world. He'll make you a separate people. Amen. So the Bible said that he had brought me out of the way. Praise God. He said he brought him out. He said he led me about the way without. He said what he did, he took me from the inner part. He took me to the outside. Amen. He took me out of, praise God, where I was. He took me around to the outside. Praise God, so that I could see everything around us and that it was all good. I won't say everything that God does today, it's good. Amen. I haven't said, Brother Jeff, I haven't found anything that I'm dissatisfied with in my Lord. I've never found anything, praise God, that I couldn't praise him for. Amen. Because he is good in all that he does, praise the Lord. He brought me out. He brought me through, praise God. And he led me by the way without to the outside of this mess, showed me where I used to be, and showed me where he'd have me to be. Amen. Where are you at today? We have to ask ourselves, where are we? You know what happens? We get caught up in a rat race. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get caught up in a rat race, and we get, by Daniel said in the last days, Daniel chapter 12, that we'd be running to and fro. Amen. That we'd be running here and running there. Praise God. We ought to be, you say, preacher, what's wrong with that? We ought to be running to the Lord more and more every day. We ought to be crying out to the Lord. We ought to be seeking the Lord, praise God, why he might be found. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible said he led me without about the way without. Amen. It said, behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Amen. Ain't it amazing how God, he just keeps telling us here, like, them waters come out of that right side. Amen. They talk about Peter and them a fishing. And they fished all night and hadn't caught nothing. Amen. I believe a whole lot of us is fishing on the wrong side. They told him, he said, hey, Peter, cast it out on the right side. He said, we fished all night and ain't caught a thing. But he said, at thy word. And praise God. He said, boys, take the net. Amen. Cast them out on the right side. And said, when they cast them out on the right side, they caught a drawn a fish that they couldn't even pull in. Praise God. That's what God does. And when we get on the right side, we get on his side. We get in the way. Praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to fill our cart. He begins to give us overflowing. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the blessings of God. When he begins to love us and just show us how much he cares. Amen. Have through all this, have you realized how much God cares? Have you realized how much God loves you? You remember all that he's done to take care of you? Amen. I don't believe there's one of us here that went hungry. Amen. If you have, it's all your own fault. Because I told people, if you need anything, to call us. Some of us, felt me and Brother Jeff and some of these others that's been on at your beck and call. If you need something, you call us and we'd bring it to you. But it sounds to me like God just blessed you on purpose. Amen. He's supplied your need, praise God. And when you get on the right side, God will give you, he'll pour out the blessings of heaven for you. And the Bible says that when they come out there, those waters are flowing out of the right side. Amen. Those waters flowing out of the right side. And the Bible says in verse number 3, it said, when the man that had the line in his hand, now this man that's got the line in his hand, he sets the boundaries. Amen. That's what that line is about. It's to mark off the boundaries of a holy and righteous God. I want to say in the day and hour that we live, God still has some boundaries. We're living in a world today. If we ain't careful, they're trying to teach our children, trying to turn our families, trying to convert and say, well, they's not a positive. They's not an absolute in this world. We just have to kind of fly by the seat of our britches and hope we get by. But I want to say there is an absolute, and the absolute is God. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he gives us a blessed hope. He gives us a purpose and a plan in this world that we can follow, that we can submit to, praise God. He said if we submit to him and resist the devil, that he'd flee from us, praise God, and we'd have liberty today to serve the Lord in spirit and truth. Amen. But we see that man with the lion in his hand, and he begins to set those boundaries. He begins to show us, praise God, where we can go and what we can have and what we can get. And praise the Lord, I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad I don't have to make it up as I go. I'm glad God's already got a plan. Praise God. But he said that man with the line at one, it sets the boundaries. And said he measured off 1,000 cubits. Now 1,000 cubits is 1,500 feet. Amen. Said he measured off 1,000 cubits. And said he brought me through the waters. Amen. I'm going to say when the waters is arising, when you don't know what's going on, praise God, you can trust in the Lord and the Holy Ghost of God. He'll deliver you. He'll keep you. He'll show you the way. Amen. If we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, I've told you as many times, praise the Lord, if we'll just stay with the Lord Jesus Christ, he knows exactly, even to the crossing of Old Chili Jordan, he knows where those stepping stones are. Amen. I praise God. He'd carry you right across it. Amen. When this thing's said and done, into the presence of a holy and a righteous God, for his glory. Amen. I'm talking about praise God, what God's able to do. He sends those waters of healing. We need healing today like we never have before. Our country's in a mess. Our world's in a mess. Our people's in a mess. Our families are in a mess. Our children are in a mess. Everything's a mess today, praise God. Why? Because we've got away from God. Amen. Why? We pulled away from the sanctuary, and we pulled away from the God of the sanctuary. Amen. The sanctuary is first at the house. Praise God, is a good place. That's why the devil don't want us here. The devil would like to keep us away from here forever. Amen. That's why these ungodly politicians don't want us to go back to church. They don't want us to even do what we're doing today. Amen. These places that they're taking tag numbers, writing your name down, because you want to go worship the Lord. Amen. But I praise God. Glory be to God. I'm glad. If there's a God of heaven, he said, I'll make a way. Amen. Glory be to God. For those that love my appearing, he said, I'll show up in their midst. He said, all those that's weary and heavy laden, praise God. He said, if you'll just come unto me, he said, I'll give you rest. I'll pour out my blessings upon you. I'll show you how much I love you. I'll begin to take your load. Praise God. I'll bear it for you. So you don't have to bear it along. Glory to God. Somebody or just jump up and shout. Praise God. I'm glad. It's that way. Amen. Praise his holy name. What a God we serve today and the dirt and ever live. But he said he brought me through the waters. Amen. He said those waters is ankle deep. Amen. Praise God. He brought them out into those waters. Said they is ankle deep. He said again, he measured again 1,000 and brought me through the waters. He said, and the waters were to the knees. Amen. I want you to see how this progression goes. 1,500 feet, and the water was to their to the ankles. Another 1,500 feet, and the water was to the knees. Amen. Praise God. I won't say the progression of God Almighty is to the blessing of his people to get you out into the waters. Praise God. That water, a type of the word of God, a type of the blessings of the Lord to you and me, praise God. And we just have to decide today how much of God we want. How much of the blessings that we want from the throne of grace. Because God has it today to dispatch to me and you through the Holy Spirit of God. That we might be partakers in his goodness for his glory. Amen. There's not a thing that I do. That's for me. Everything I do, praise God, it's for my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything I have is his. Hello? Amen. Everything I have, it belongs to him. Hey, I'm just a pilgrim passing through. I'm a sojourner. I'm looking for a city, Brother Wayne, whose builder and maker's God. I'm looking for that place that he's going to prepare for me. Oh, what a place it is. What a place of splendor. When I get through these waters, praise God, this spiritual renewal, praise God, that God's offering for us. He said, water to the ankles. He said, brought me through waters to the knees. He measured again 1,000 and brought me through the waters to, were to the loins. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad that they somebody that'll help me through the waters. I'm glad somebody that'll feed me through his word. I'm glad somebody will draw me closer to himself. I'm glad there's somebody today that'll help me. He'll help you. He'll help your family. He'll help your children, praise God. Draw you, bring you to a place, amen, and a place of repentance, a place of dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless his holy and righteous name. Amen. You see this spirit, a spirit of renewal. Amen. It depends on what we want. Amen. Whether you want a little or you want a lot. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you. I want a lot. Amen. You say, preacher, you're greedy. Amen. Praise God. When it comes to things of God, yeah, I want all he's got. Amen. Praise God. You ought to too. Amen. I want all the goodness of God, all the help, all the mercy, all the grace that God's got to offer me. Amen. So my faith could be sure. Amen. It's steadfast. It's unmovable. I'm putting my faith and trust in you. Preacher, what if you're wrong? Praise God. I'll die in Jesus. Praise God, believing. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I'm not wrong. Because God's always right. Amen. Praise God. He's never been wrong and never will be. So we see the righteousness of God. We see the Spirit of God, a spirit of renewal. Amen. As He brings us through these waters, we see the different amounts that He offers to us. Whether we want a lot or whether we want a little or a lot, God's there to meet our needs. Amen. And He brings us to that river. Verse 5, He said, afterward He measured 1,000, and it was a river. And I could not pass over, for the waters were risen. Waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. He said, preacher, I don't understand that. He said, if it was a good swimming water, people a lot of times say, well, preacher, we need to get out in those swimming waters. Amen. Glory to God. That's a good place to be. Get out in those swimming waters. Just get out just as deep as we can. But what if you can't swim? Amen. I got to think about that. I don't swim well. I can swim as long as I keep swimming. Amen? As long as I keep a flopping and a frailing, I do okay. I can stay afloat. But when I quit swimming, I start sinking. Amen? I don't have enough meat in my bony legs to make me float. Amen? So when I quit flopping and a frailing, I go to sinking. Amen? But I'm glad, right? Praise God, that God, the God of heaven, He gives us things. He said, if we want a little, we want a lot. He said, God's ever increasing, praise God, as we see those waters as they're flowing out of that temple, praise God. And now He's speaking of the millennial temple, Lord God of heaven. As those waters begin to flow out, I guess there's a great earthquake, something God does that makes this happen. Those waters begin to flow out, and they flow to east. Praise God, they begin to flow out of there, and they begin to run down toward the Dead Sea, and as they begin to run down through there, praise God, they begin to spread out, they begin to get deeper and deeper, and God begins to bless more and more, and everything, those waters, because they're living waters, they're not dead waters, they're not might be waters, but they're living waters of life that flow from the throne of grace, amen, and they flow to the same kind of waters that flow to you and I. Everything they touch begins to be green. Amen. Everything they touch begins to be transformed. The waters of healing. Amen. But you say, well, preacher, I don't understand why that man with the line, why he didn't carry him over those swimming waters. Why he didn't bring him through those swimming waters. I won't say those swimming waters is the water of life. Praise God, if he had brought you, oh, glory be to God, somebody shout. If he had brought you through those swimming waters, praise God, through that river of life, you would have been over on the other side. But he says, listen, children, he said, I've got something for you before you cross over, before I take you out of here. I want to bless you and help you. I want to draw you unto myself. I want to love on you, praise God. In so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. A water, a river, praise God, that could not be passed over. Amen. That river won't be passed over till God says it's time. Amen. And when it's time, I'm going to tell you this, when it's your time, praise God, it don't matter where you're at, how many doctors you got around you, you're out of here. Amen. He'll scoop you up and take you to be with the Lord. And so shall you ever be with the Lord. Amen. So we see these waters as they begin to flow. We see those waters of healing, praise God. A rebirth of a land. What's needed in America today? What's needed in America today is a rebirth of the land. Amen. We need to get back to our basics. We need to get back to what this country was founded upon. Amen. We need to get back on faith, on our faith in a God. The God of the universe. The Creator, praise God. Amen. We need to get back to Him. But we see these waters, they begin to touch, and everything they begin to touch, they begin to heal. And we need waters of healing, amen, in our land today. We need those waters to be flowing. Where do they flow from? The waters of healing, praise God, it flows from you and I. That's why God saves us and He leaves us here. He don't take us home. Amen. He leaves us here that He might use us here. Amen. As these waters begin to flow and they begin to touch things, things begin to thrive. Amen. He said there's a resurrection of life as the waters begin to touch. I thank God for the resurrection of life I had in March 1976. Amen. When those waters begin to flow across my life. Amen. I thank God for the restoring of life. Not only resurrection, but the restoring of life. There's a whole lot of people running around here today dead. They're just as cold and dead, just like zombies. Amen. They're just existing. They have no life. Amen. You say, preacher, they got life. They do this and that and another. Amen. They ain't got no life outside of Lord Jesus Christ. We need the Lord Jesus Christ in order that we may have life. So He resurrects us. He restores us, praise God. He puts us in a place of renewal in our lives. Amen. Have you been made new? Amen. Glory to God. Have you been made new? Amen. Glory to God. I'm not what I used to be. Amen. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, He moved into my heart. Praise God. He took up His abode. Amen. And he's a working on me every day. Every one of us is a work in progress. Amen. Every one of us is just performing what God has to do till we get over to Him, to where we find that place of perfection in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're not there yet, but praise God, we're working that way. But we see that light, those living waters, they begin to touch, and they begin to touch those banks, and things begin to grow, and things begin to bloom. The Bible says in Ezekiel, the Lord says that He's going to bless the people of Israel, going to bless those people in that nation, and that one day He's going to restore all that. Amen. We ain't got time to get in all that, but He talks about how those deserts, the waste howling wilderness of Judea, He said, begin to blossom like a rose. Amen. My wife was over there a few years ago, and the Israelis, they're a smart people. They began to go over there in those deserts and rake those rocks back with rock rakes, and they put what they call a drip irrigation system in, where they run underground pipes with little pinholes in them, and they flood that thing with water, and the desert is literally a blossoming like a rose. Amen. Praise God. Where nothing would grow before, all of a sudden, praise God, it's lush beauty everywhere. That's God Almighty. But He wants to do the same thing for you and I today, praise God. He wants to renew us by the renewing of our mind, praise the Lord, so we can be more compatible with Him. Amen. And so He begins to send those things that would nourish. He sends these trees that would thrive. Amen. How they would produce fruit. Amen. In their season. And they never run out of fruit. Amen. We like fruit pretty good. We've started eating salads around the house. We eat salads about every meal. Amen. I told my wife we was going to turn into a salad. I think we've had just about any kind of salad that you could think of. Amen. It's all right. It's good. But praise God. Hey, listen. I think my wife's training us up for when we get over yonder. Amen. Praise God. When we begin to partake of these trees of life and the nourishment, thrive, that'll help us to thrive in that time. But He said this nourishment, this thriving, praise God, will be for food. Amen. Not only for food, but said it'd be for healing. Amen. A healing of the nations. The Bible says they'll be for medicine. Amen. Praise God. Sounds like God's got a plan. Amen. He's going to take care of us because He said He would. I mean, He said now there'll be some places that won't be healed. He said there'll be some miry places. Amen. And there'll be some places, praise God, that won't be producing too much. There'll be some places that just be kind of salty from that sea. Amen. It'll be dead. And I want to say, praise God, that's what the hypocrites of this world are today. Amen. They claim they got something. They hang out by it, but they don't partake in it. Amen. Praise God, they're miry. But He said there'd be a transformation of the land. God said, praise God, He said it'd be due to God's presence in the land. It'd be a transformation. Boy, I won't say what God's trying to do today. He shut things down. He's got our eyes off of this world, and He's got our eyes on what's going on around us. He's got our eyes to show us our need, your need, and my need, so that we might be transformed in the likeness of an image of a holy God. Amen. He's not a whole lot chase after now. Amen. You're supposed to stay at home. Amen. But praise God. I'm glad God done it that way. Amen. Praise God. Because He's trying to get us to, He's trying to get us placed to where we'll depend on Him. So our dependence won't be on this world. But there'll be a transformation of the land, praise God, because of the presence of God. the presence of God in your life, in my life, that makes a difference for each and every one of you. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? He's talking to Christian. He speaks of the life that we have to live in Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about that healing that he has to give. Amen. He said that healing is like waters that flow, praise God. He said whether you want a lot or a little or a lot, praise God. He said God's got it for you. He said, praise God, just go ahead and jump in. Amen. I want to ask, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Amen. We say, well, preacher, if somebody else would, if such and such would, then I will. Amen. Praise God. You know what? They might be looking at you and they say, well, you know, if he will, I will. If she will, I will. Praise the Lord. I wish you could have seen this up in here a while ago. Praise God. There's people shouting, praising God, rejoicing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe there was something going on in their car. The only thing about them windows tinted, you can't see in. Amen. But I'm glad you can see out. But praise God, there's a life. It's real. Praise God. God's got a life. And the Christian life speaks of the life that God has for us. He speaks of that healing, praise God, that God has to give us. He speaks of that peace, amen, that comes from the throne of grace. That touches your heart when everything seems desolate and everything seems drear. God says, he steps out, praise God, on the water, and he says, peace, be still. Amen. And a child of God looks around. He's all of a sudden, there's a calmness. Turmoil still all around, but there's a calmness in the life of a child of God. There's a peace that passes understanding that settles over your heart. Amen. A peace that says, you know what? No matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. Amen. Said, I'm going to be all right because God Almighty is my God and Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. And the Holy Spirit of God is ministering peace to my heart. We get that peace, praise God. We get that prosperity. It goes with it. That prosperity of being one of God's little youngins, realizing, praise God, one day in a little while, amen, we're going to receive the reward that God has for us. I hope we don't go in like paupers without anything. Amen. I want to go in, praise God, as a blessing, my Lord, being used of God in the last days that I live, with the healing waters being applied to my life, that I might be a blessing to someone along the way. And he said, all that is available. He said, that man with the line, praise God, that type of Holy Ghost of God, he said, it's through and available by the Holy Ghost of God, that Spirit of God that'll speak to our hearts, your heart and mine, but we just got to listen. Amen. There's healing waters today for each and every one of us. But we just got to listen. We got to desire the things of God. We got to allow God to begin to speak to our heart. And those waters begin to flow down through like they did, flowed through that deep depression of Rabbah down through into the Dead Sea. Praise God, we begin to see the mighty hand of God upon our lives as he begins to carry us along. And everything around us begins to bloom. And everything around begins to have new life. Amen. Hey, when we get right with God, and when the waters of healing touch your life and my life, people start looking different. We start realizing the only difference between them and us is we're saved and they're not. We start realizing, praise God, that the only difference in me is because the Lord Jesus Christ lives in my heart. Because those living waters have making me alive. Because those liver waters is flowing through me and they're taking me, praise God, into higher and higher places, deeper and deeper depths in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's making that difference in me, just like he promised he would do. Amen. He made a promise to him that the transformation of the land would be because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of God's presence in the land. The difference of transformation in our lives will be because of the presence of God in your life. I ask you the question today, man. I'm talking about waters of healing. Amen. How much God do you have in your life? How much God would you like to have in your life? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I believe I got enough. Amen. You better than me then because I ain't got enough. You say, preacher, you ain't got enough God? Not as much as I need. Yeah, I need more and more every day. Amen. We're living in a difficult world. We're living in a difficult time, folks. And we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. Amen. And we're looking to him, the very author and finisher of my faith and your faith, to get us through this thing, to bring us out victorious, shouting his praises at the end of the age. Amen. And I believe we're close right now. But there's healing waters coming from that throne of grace. There's healing waters coming from the temple of God. There's healing waters coming from the right side. Amen. Coming from the altar of a holy and righteous God. Amen. And they're flowing your way and my way. They're flowing towards us. Amen. Whether we just want to get out in the water. Amen. Ask God to help us. That man with the line. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, how far do you want to go? Do you want a little or do you want a lot? Amen. Are you satisfied with where you're at? Or do you want more? David, I hope this time that we're living in, it's got us to realize that we need more and more God than we ever have. Amen. I don't know about you, church. Listen, I miss church. I miss my fellowship with God. I miss my fellowship with you all. Amen. I hope you miss it too. I think that's why we're here today, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, sitting in a parking lot listening to old slobbering preacher in a car. Because we miss God and we miss each other because we love the Lord and we're seeking His appearance. Amen. Because we want to see the power of God move upon this place. And we want to see the power of God moving upon our hearts. And we want to see our people, our family, our church get help from the Lord. Amen. He said, these living waters, these flowing waters, these waters, amen, God's got for each one of us. Healing waters that God has. If we'll just seek the water, if we'll just seek the Word, if we'll just seek the God of the Word. Amen. The Holy Ghost God speaking to our hearts. We all have objects today. We all have issues. We all have things that we're dealing with. But I want to say there's a great big God. The same God that brought Israel through is the same God that will bring us through. Amen. Speaking of this millennial time when God Almighty will begin to manifest Himself. And we'll see Him and see His presence when He comes to dwell in that temple. Oh, glory to God. But guess what, youngin? If you're a child of God today, He dwells in your temple. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God is in you. He dwells with you. He's there with you if we'll just let Him have His way in our heart.